this is Steve Ashley with the half-hour edition of Hot Pipes. Today I'm spotlighting the Wurlitzer in the Granada Theatre Tooting in South London. Reclaimed by the Wurlitzer Company from a venue in Sacramento, California, it was opened on the 7th of September 1931 with Alex Taylor at the organ. Alex subsequently recorded for Decca and broadcast the Wurlitzer on BBC Radio until November of 1932, when he was replaced by Harold Ramsey. This is one of those 1932 sides cut by Alex Taylor, Masquerade. During Alex Taylor's residency at the Granada Tooting, a certain Mr. X was featured intermittently until, in November of 1932, it was revealed that the new incumbent on the organ bench was none other than Harold Ramsey. Harold also recorded for Decca and broadcast extensively for the BBC, and in 1933 enlarged the Wurlitzer slightly to bring it to its current specification. The organ also was the first to have a grand piano on stage playable from the console, which was extensively featured in Ramsey's 1933 recording of Play Fiddle Play, accompanied by an unnamed singer. Thank you.
play, fiddle, play. Play, my loved one, a melody. Sing to my love while the stars swing above. Play, fiddle, play. Sing, my loved one, a rhapsody. Play on the strings of her heart. The campfires are gleaming as red as the sun, and my heart keeps dreaming, just dreaming of one. So softly croon while the moon two hearts in harmony. Play, fiddle, play to my
Reginald Dixon in 1940 with a selection from Gulliver's Travels, a 1939 animated musical. Faithful Forever, It's a Hap Hap Happy Day, Bluebirds in the Moonlight, and All Together Now. During his wartime service, Dixon was replaced at the Tarbor in Blackpool by Ina Barger, but he continued to record on the Granada Wurlitzers. Coming forward to 1955 and to a track recorded in mono, but reprocessed for stereo by DeRoy Sound Studios, fortunately avoiding the tunnel effect so prevalent back in the days of vinyl. This is Brian Rodwell with Peter DeRose's 1934 evergreen, Deep Purple. ¶¶ 3 years later, in 1958, Stuart Barry, a Canadian who came to England in the late 1930s to play on the Granada circuit, released an LP recorded on the Tooting Wurlitzer. Apparently, he was a gifted but most eccentric player, and he certainly made short work of Felix Arndt's novelty Nola with a somewhat frenetic arrangement. In 1953, Robert Maxwell wrote a song that was a number one hit for the Frank Chatfield Orchestra in the UK charts. When lyrics were later added, many singers enjoyed equal success, making a fortune in royalties for the publisher. Ebb Tide has been a favourite of theatre organists too, and I have some 30 versions, but only one recorded on the Wurlitzer of the Granada Tooting, by one of the last of the Granada circuit organists, Jackie Brown.
Thank you.
A few years before his untimely death, Vic Hammett achieved a lifelong ambition to play the Tooting Wurlitzer, and through the auspices of Frank Killinger of Doric Records in the USA, he did record the instrument commercially. This next track of One Dozen Roses has been reissued on CD by Organ First in North Wales in its Theatre Organ Echoes series. Back in the 1970s, when I was a newcomer to this kind of music, another American label, Concert Recording, was producing LPs of many of the era's artists, which it published on its Organ of the Month Club. One album that entered my collection during that period was by Robinson Cleaver, and many of its tracks are still favourites today. This is Nina Rota's Legend of the Glass Mountain. as it was installed under stage, the well itself in the Granada Tooting was always susceptible to flooding, and indeed that has occurred on several occasions. It was painstakingly rebuilt by a team headed by Len Rawl and played for the first time in 3 decades in 2007. Later that year, a freak storm caused the main sewer to flood, and once again Britain's most broadcast organ was silenced, and which it remains to this day. Although the building is Grade 2 listed, there is no provision for maintenance of the Wurlitzer. That's all for today, I'm afraid, so until the same time next week, when I'll be presenting music from an American movie theatre, this is Steve Ashley and Hot Pipes signing off. Bye for now.